Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM. I have the great privilege to be joined by Nathan Cohen, the head of engineering for the City of Abbotswood. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me again today, Sujeet.
Can you explain to our listeners the timeline about this Stony Creek environmental disaster that just took place in July?
Yeah, absolutely. So on the evening of July 3rd, the city was notified of material that had entered Stony Creek. And so operations crews were sent to the site to investigate that, see what was going on there. They implemented a containment boom, which was not successful given the properties of this material. And so they immediately started the process of tracing the material back to its source so they could determine what the material was, as this is really critical in how to address any response to the event. And so later that evening, we were able to trace that back to a release of a firefighting foam concentrate into a storm drain. And so based on that knowledge, we were able to engage environmental professionals and the ministry to develop a comprehensive response to the event, which we then put into action as soon as it was prepared. We engaged with our First Nations partners and also worked closely with the Ministry of Environment and our environmental professionals over the next several days to respond to the event. That included fish salvage and recovery, that include analysis of the water and sediment and testing of that, as well as an extensive water treatment plant, which was in place at Bateman Park in order to treat the water in the creek. And then late last week, based on the test results in the creek, our environmental professionals advised that the creek was suitable for aquatic life and that the constituents from the firefighting foam were not detected in the water. And so we began the process of decommissioning the response efforts and returning the park back to its original state for the public to enjoy again.
How much aquatic life actually killed and damaged in the entire accident?
Yeah, and so through the fish salvage that we carried out in partnership with our First Nation partners and the consultants, a total of 922 deceased fish were removed from the creek. I will add that 1,448 live fish were relocated, salvaged and relocated to a nearby creek. And on top of that, we were able to relocate 300 additional fish that were stranded upstream of the event. It was unrelated to the event, but due to the drier weather that we had been experiencing, there was an isolated pool containing about 300 fish that were also relocated to a nearby creek.
And what steps is the City of Abbotswood taking to assess and mitigate the damage caused by this disaster in Stony Creek?
Yeah, the city is undertaking an investigation into this event. My role in this event was with the Emergency Operations Center, the EOC, in leading the response and the recovery for this event. So the investigation portion of this is not within my purview.
How can local residents and businesses be more supported during this time, especially those that are directly affected by the Stony Creek disaster?
Yeah, well, certainly we share the concerns of the public for this park. The city values its connection with the environment. We have a priority for a safe and sustainable city. And so we appreciate and acknowledge the public for letting us know when they observed this event. We understand there was a disruption to the public when we had to close trails in this park. And so we appreciate the support that we received from the public along the way. And we are happy to report that as of the end of last week, we were able to reopen the trail and this portion of the park was reopened to the public again.
and what measures are being implemented to prevent similar environmental incidents in the future?
So for this type of incident in particular, those measures would come out of the investigation that the city is undertaking, and that's not part of the response and the recovery, so I don't have the information on that. I will say that the city does have a program to mark catch basins with the fish painted on the asphalt, and we do have other measures to remind people that catch basins. And so we appreciate people taking the measures necessary, and we take that responsibility seriously as well as the city.
Are you working with local environmental groups and community groups in your response?
This was a very cooperative and collaborative response that we undertook together with our local First Nations partners, the Ministry of Environment, and the Department of Fisheries and Oceans, as well as the environmental consultants and contractors that we engaged. So it was a real group effort there. We know there are community groups as well that are very passionate about this park, and we were able to provide information to them along the way as part of the response to this event through our regular communications channels.
And what is your final message to our listeners about this Stony Creek environmental disaster?
Yeah, the response to this event was a collaborative and cooperative response with our First Nations partners and the ministry, as well as through the environmental teams that supported us through the response and recovery. We're very appreciative of all of their efforts and the collaborative nature of that response. We're appreciative of the public for their patience as we worked through the cleanup, and we're very happy to report that the park is now fully open and returned to its regular public use.
And thank you, sir, for taking time out of your very busy schedule to appear on the show today to speak to our listeners. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure, Surjeet.
Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM with your host, Surjeet Awal. Join me again next week as I have another great episode for you. This program was sponsored by the Local Journalism Initiative.